How true hip hop should be. Electricity running through my veins. 30,000 volts on the page, toasting what I say like glass in the air. Toast to what I say. Most of what you say is supposed to show game, but it don't. And tell me, how does that feel? Is it fucking with you to know the next up to bat is more hungry? And who's on deck now? It's me. It ain't baseball, it's tapes and CDs. Raise stakes like maybe I'ma make it, you'll see. When I break 23, I'ma change what I see. What I see now is a bunch of bullshit. And what I need now is to be in motion. So I pick up this mic, put down my chopper, pick up the phone and call up my papa. Say, fuck this, I'm really sick of it, man, cause I'm hungry. So I'ma make my stand.
It's the hunger that keeps me on my feet. The vitamins, minerals, man, I gotta eat. 7 days is my last meal, stomach getting weak. The hunger will keep me from defeat. It's the hunger that keeps me on my feet. The vitamins, minerals, man, I gotta eat. 7 days is my last meal, stomach getting weak. The hunger will keep me from defeat like that.
I don't need a plate for my meal. No forks, no knives. Shit, I'm gorging for real. Blood sparked. Hip hop belong in a park. With a guy left in the dark after 106 and Park. That's just rap. It's not conscious at all. It's all one dimension to me and my team. Get involved. How that sound? Young cat, barely allowed to be a part of the culture. Talking about how I'm proud to be a skateboarder. Spray painting, crate digging, rhyme writer. Pants sagging, ill sneaker, line rhymer. Dotted line signer. John Hancock, the contract. Claim to take hip hop. Back. True and independent, add X to that. Give a fuck who I'm offending and turn they back. MC with a Bentley is a million debt. No rest for the weak, sleeps the cousin of death.
It's the hunger that keeps me on my feet. Vitamins, minerals, man, I gotta eat. 7 days, it's my last meal, stomach getting weak. The hunger will keep me from defeat. It's the hunger that keeps me on my feet. The vitamins, minerals, man, I gotta eat. 7 days, it's my last meal, stomach getting weak. The hunger will keep me from defeat.
Like the bridge is over, the bridge is over. All I got on my wall now is a KRS poster. Hip hop ain't dead, it's just getting older. Where's the culture? You can't wear the culture. Empty holster, we're supposed to represent culture, not be the detriment to culture, as I pick it all apart like a vulture, mad high, fill it in my stomach like an ulcer, transform man to a monster, bred to slay all evil demons and imposters, fight off the devil till he's bleeding through the nostrils, reach people thieving through him, seeing in these gospels, the state of the world is at the bottom of the gutter, knowing that to be the truth, feel so wrong, motherfucker, but I trust a quote, I heard from one of my friends, said history will repeat itself again. I said when, but he offered me no further advice. I realized that silence was the most important in my life. Times changed, I grew a young cannibal. I'm hungry. Hip hop, I'm coming for you.
It's the hunger that keeps me on my feet. Vitamins, minerals, man, I gotta eat. 7 days, it's my last meal, stomach getting weak. The hunger, keep me from defeat. It's the hunger that keeps me on my feet. The vitamins, minerals, man, I gotta eat. 7 days, it's my last meal, stomach getting weak. The hunger.
All right, so I am back here with the D Matola, as well as Ty the 13th, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, so basically, I don't even know if it was me that hit you guys up first on MySpace or if it was you. Okay,
it
so
was me. It was
No. Actually, my ex-girlfriend hit you up first.
Was it? Uh-huh. Okay.
But you never responded. So
are you sure?
I think so. She showed me an email, but I don't know what happened with that. I had nothing to do with it.
Are
though.
You positive? Because I could go on MySpace and I could screw
yeah,
you
look
right
it
now.
Up. Wait, what?
Please.
Do it.
Because I responded to every. What was
no,
her?
No, she probably. You probably responded, but I don't think we got booked to.
Maybe that's why she's your ex-girlfriend, though.
You know what? No, hold on. If I'm,
hey, we shouldn't be talking about
that. If I'm correct, I remember there was this one female, and she was like, oh, do you like do underground hip-hop artists? Yep. I'm like, yeah, what's up? And then she gave me like three profiles all at once, and I clicked them all, and I think I just added you guys.
Yep.
I think that's what it was.
Yep. And that's probably how the ball got
those are the ones that you're looking at right now.
Okay, so that's what's up.
Uh-huh.
So right now I'm on DJ Matola's MySpace, and if you guys want to check that out, oh, I'm sorry, I just don't know why I said DJ. I'm so okay. Sorry. D Matola's MySpace, and that's DMOTTOLAHIP hop.
D Matola Hip Hop.
There you go. Thank you. And,
that's cool.
What's your MySpace? So everyone can check you out.
MySpace.com/Kuyatai. That's KUYATAI.
Oh, that the brother. The older brother.
Yeah, I'm half Filipino.
Half Filipino.
I used to go big by brother Big Brother Tai, but changed the Tai to 1-3. So.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm older than him.
Yep, I'm only 13.
He didn't want to be Little Brother Tai.
I didn't want to be that anymore. I couldn't be Big Brother Tai when I met this dude. So.
Oh, I feel it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so so how long have you guys been doing this? What's up with you guys? Like, give me some information. Let me know, you know, what are you guys doing? What's your grind? What's the whole deal?
I mean, basically, I've been writing songs and rhyming since I was like 13 years old, and then I moved out here from Boston when I was 18.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, met up with this dude at a party, just freestyling in a cypher. drunken cypher.
Yeah,
360 degrees, and then
like the drunken tiger, man.
Right, and that was about maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know, we got together and made a couple songs here and there, and then I would say the past year, maybe the past like 8-9 months, we've been
serious.
You know, being serious, started a small independent record label and just having fun and grinding, you know.
Yep.
Making good music.
What's the name of that label,
yeah,
by the way?
It's called the Ad X Family,
yep.
Which is ADDX, and it's not Addix, it's Ad X.
Yeah, get it right.
Please get it right.
Yeah, so it's ADDX, right?
That's right.
ADDX.
Ad X to multiply.
Oral dose of dope plus ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
Get it right.
Yeah, so that's ADDX Family on their MySpace.
That's
if you guys
right.
want to check that out,
yep.
I'll definitely... leave a little side note on my podcast, so you guys can just click on that as well as these two young gentlemen's MySpaces.
Hear that? She called us gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are very kind. You guys are very nice guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was gonna say, yeah, with your guys' soda in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite soda is Miller MGD.
Miller Sprite.
Yeah, Miller Sprite.
Very cool.
It's all good.
Anyway, so. Yeah, so what kind of tracks do you guys usually do? Like, what's your whole hip hop game? Like, what do you consider yourself as an artist? How do you feel?
In one word, I would say, both of us as artists, I would really say ever changing. You know, I mean, we like to stick to the conventional. You know, I'll eat every MC hip hop, but I mean, we just like to make good music, and like whatever we really feel, we're just gonna ride with it, and whatever happens, happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If it sounds good, we use it. If not, we listen to it and laugh about it.
You know, I would say that we are influenced by a lot of artists that went south or, you know, went into left field or came out of left field, mm-hmm. like Andre and Kanye.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we do want to do something different. We like the conventional, you know,
right.
that loyal shit, that loyalist hip hop, you know, traditional shit. But we want to try something new as well. So
outside the box, a little bit.
Some real artists trying to do it like Pablo Picasso and create something new. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I could definitely respect you guys for you know, trying to step up your game and do things you don't necessarily hear on the radio.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, even though like we're on the radio right
now.
I love the radio, of course.
Actually, we don't even. I mean, it's kind of sad to say, and it's probably due to budget cuts and a bunch of BS. But we don't even have an antenna. We stream online, which is kind of which is the new media now.
But it's almost 2009.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't actually, I would say, use the media as they should. Because I mean, it's just moving so fast paced that a lot of people just kind of like it kind of goes over their head, and they don't realize that like, oh, this is what's going on right now. You know?
Well, not only that, you got so much of it that it's hard to filter through all the radio stations. So you know, make a name for yourself, and people will follow.
So that's why. Is that why you guys decided to, you know, do the MySpace thing first? Like,
yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you kind of have to. Like, if you want to reach out to people, you know, when you can't do it physically on the street. I mean, you know, we do a lot of like self promotion on the street, like handing out free CDs and that kind of thing. But you got to reach out a little bit further, you know. And thank God for the internet. You know, it makes it a lot easier. You know,
it does. It really does.
So do you guys have any upcoming like projects or like, I mean, you did mention something about a love letter or what?
Yeah,
or
we,
love poem or something?
Well, we're kind of still, you know, working on the mix of this album. It's going to be called Love Poems, where we're kind of going outside the box and doing something different, but that's still in the works. There's no official release date yet, but we have released two free EPs since a couple of months ago in December, the first one being the Balance EP, which was really dope, and the second one was called Feel Our Shit, which is, yeah, you know, just some free music, just getting it out to people, letting them keep it inside their decks, you know?
Okay.
And just, you know.
And you can download that for free, by the way, if you go on the MySpace, myspace.com/addxfamily, ADDXFAMILY. And there's links. You actually click on the album covers. You scroll down below the music and...
Oh, okay. I see it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can download those for free. And we also give hard copies, although we're running out a little bit.
I got two for you, so
yeah.
It's cool.
Oh. We got them for the radio station.
Thank you.
Normally, we got them at our shows, for hard copies. Mm-hmm. But we ran out of Balance EP, and we got Feel Our Shit a little bit left, right?
Yeah. But... A couple of days ago, met up with dude up in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
Got a lost batch of the Balance EP.
Oh,
got like 10 more CDs. I was like hitting gold.
Oh, yeah, right.
Felt good. I'm glad about that.
Yeah, Kim Chi, what's up?
Thanks for leaving those in my car, Kim Chi.
Anyways, besides giving away like actual CDs, where do you guys perform at usually? Or?
Well, we just did a show a couple weeks ago at the Element Lounge, which is my new favorite venue, which is like Van Ness and Geary. Uh-huh. Really good spot. We've done Polang Lounge, which is a cool place. That's over by USF, like off of Fulton and Masonic. And then we've done Milk also, which is cool, right on Haight Street.
I've been there.
Yep. Yeah. And we got something coming up at El Rincon on December 17th.
Wait, is that in Concord?
No, it's in the city. Yeah.
In the city?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought... Never mind.
Yeah. So, you know, just trying to work all the local venues. We got something at Club 6 coming up too, you know, just...
And another at Polang.
Yep. Coming up soon, like January, hopefully both of those shows. So, you know, just trying to do, we've been doing about 2 or 3 shows a month the past, like, 3 months. So, you know, just trying to grind.
And our label's only been around for...
6 months, maybe?
Yeah, almost less than six months. I mean, we've been serious for about 5-4 months. Mm-hmm. So
Serious.
Yeah, we've been doing shows for 4 months straight. One a month, at least. A lot of fun.
That's what's up.
A lot of fun.
Who would you guys say that mostly influences you in the game right now? As artists that you guys like to listen to, that I mean, inspire you.
Man,
want me to answer that first?
Yeah, please.
All right.
I like the comment you responded to me earlier.
The first one is Andre 3000.
Of course, all day, man. Three stacks.
Man. Yeah, all day. But right now, we gotta say, both of us gotta say Blue. B L U. Nobody can fuck with Blue right now.
Drop
man. Exactly. Real talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, y'all know Blue.
I know Blue. You know what's so funny is that my roommate actually knows how much I actually like Blue, and she was like, "He's about to be here next week."
I know he's gonna be at the Independent.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta roll. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I have class. I want to, but I mean, I don't know what's up. I don't have. I mean, I could try to contact him on MySpace, but we'll see what's up. Yeah. He's gonna be in Seattle on Sunday, so I don't know if he'll be in the Bay Area on Monday.
Hmm. I think his show's on Tuesday.
Yeah, his show's on Tuesday.
Yep. But hit him up. Hit him up on MySpace. Yeah, he responds.
I'll see what's up.
Him. Man, he's not. You know what I mean? He's not an asshole.
Yeah, you met him before, right? Word.
Yeah, I met him one night, you know. He did a show at Milk with my buddies in this group called 40 Love.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a down-earth guy. He's not, you know, just like sitting here with us. Like, I got to meet Murs a couple years ago, and it was the same way, you know.
You know, I met Murs actually recently.
Yeah. He was at State, right?
Yeah, he was at State, and it was cool. It was real chill. I told him to sign my poster. I said, I love hip-hop's love letters. Uh-huh. Like that. It was real cracking. I was pretty excited about that.
Good shit. It's all about positive people, man.
Exactly.
That's where it's at.
One more influence, though. Mm-hmm. And it's not real hip-hop. I mean, it's hip-hop, but it's beyond hip-hop. And I got to say Flying Lotus.
Flying Lotus.
Yes. Yeah, Flying Lotus.
I don't think I've ever heard of Flying Lotus.
He's a producer from L.A.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He's done shit for... What is that? The Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
He's actually done a couple of beats for Blue too.
Yeah, he did a beat for Blue on that unofficial mixtape. But yeah, he's check him out. He's really innovative, way different, and he's more of like a dub set, like just the next level shit. Not really traditional hip hop, but he's on something else. He's the future. Yeah.
Okay.
Check him out. Yeah,
and I mean aside from the whole musical influence, I would just say for us, like everyday life. You know, we write about like real experience. You know what I mean? Like we're not, I mean, I love to tell stories. Like I feel like that's what I do when I write. Like I'm a storyteller, but I mean, it's no bullshit. Like we talk about our real life and our real experiences and like what we're going through, you know. We're not trying to, you know, make some fake songs up, you know. So like if I have a bad day, like I'm gonna write about my bad day, you know.
Exactly.
And then when I wake up in the morning and I feel better, I'm gonna write about that, you know.
Yeah.
And that's that.
That's what's up. I really appreciate, you know, artists that are, you know, okay with expressing their, you know, their true identity.
Yep.
Not
just
we're not afraid.
Yeah, not this little facade. I don't know if you guys heard me talking about the bling bling earlier.
Oh, and the swagger. I got something to say about swagger because, right, like I said, I'm from Boston. The term swagger, I've been saying swagger since I was in like sixth grade. Like,
right.
It's nothing new. Well, so I know why I stopped.
Go ahead. How old are you? Right now?
I'm 22 years old.
Okay, 22.
And a half, almost 23.
Okay, so.
Almost.
How old are you over there?
I just turned 21. A few weeks ago.
Oh, so we're all the same age. Mm-hmm. Damn near, I just turned 21 in September. So,
where's your soda at?
Yeah, where's your soda?
I mean, I try to keep it chill in the studio.
You're at school.
I am on campus. No, but it's whatever. I mean, but like you were saying, what's up with the whole swagger?
I mean, everybody's been saying swagger. Like, I understand why Styles P was a little bit aggravated, you know, because he's been hearing it, and now all of a sudden it's
come on.
What did you say it was? It was like a
no one on the corner got swagger.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
us.
And you know what? That song's hot, and I love swagger. We talking, you know, politic about hip hop all the time, and we bring up swagger all the time because if you're an MC, you know, beyond a rapper, if you don't have swagger, like you're walking around empty, you know.
Yeah,
you got nothing.
Yeah,
let your nuts hang, man.
What was I gonna say? I actually like that track. I was just talking about that track recently with my brother.
The T.I. track?
Yeah, the T.I.
it's
track.
Dope.
One thing, you know, I kind of got over it because, in a way, like, I mean, it's cool because they're actually spitting for once, like spitting the whole way through. But I just felt like it wasn't one of those tracks that needed to be on the radio so much.
Yeah,
you know,
that.
Something that someone could like listen to and be like, I value this and I want to keep this for myself. You know,
because
you know how that's how hip hop, really good hip hop is. Like, even though, like, you like meeting new people that have, like, the same, like, love for hip hop, you're like, when you hear something like that, you're like, nah, I don't want to share this. I don't want to, you know? But
you know what it was is that song where they sampled that from. I think the artist is MIA. I'm not sure.
It's Paper Planes.
Yeah.
And I was going to comment that on that. As well as, like, a lot of people, like, kind of flew over their heads. Like, they didn't even realize that was sampled.
Until T.I.
like,
brought it back up.
Yeah, and what was it? Someone asked me, like, oh, you hear that new MIA track? And I'm like, what MIA track? Like, what are you talking about? They're like, yeah, you swag it like us. I'm like, you mean the sample version of Paper Planes? When she says that in her overplayed Paper Planes track that was on the radio all the time? And
for like a year.
Yeah. Anyways, that's,
but my point was they were gonna, they're just capitalizing off the
swagger.
Well, that song was a big hit for MIA.
Yeah, well,
and so
definitely.
I mean, in a way, T.I. is using that to, you know, push his album even further because it was already a big hit. So it's like you're sampling a big hit, people recognize it, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, nowadays anyway.
Yeah, what was that other song? The lollipop song from Lil Wayne. Who was it? David Banner sampled the Shawty Say Don't, like, Shawty Say Don't
Spit It.
I don't know, I can't. He says Shawty Don't I can't even think of it right. It's too on top of my head. It's not on top of my head enough. But
Well, I mean, it would be like if we used that MIA track and you know, made a song to that, it would be on the radio instantly because it was already a hit, you know?
Yep. Is it worth it, though? I mean, if you're T.I. I mean,
if you're T.I. and you're about to go to jail, then, hey,
real,
you know,
huh?
Make as much money as you can.
I hope he actually really deserves to go to jail and it's not over some bullshit, you know?
You didn't hear about it?
Uh-uh.
Well,
tell the story, Ty.
Apparently, T.I. recently had weapons charges for...
Oh, God. Surprise, surprise.
You know, buying illegal weapons. Automatics and... a bunch of others. Huh. Bull crap. So he's going to jail for a year.
Bad boy.
I just don't. I mean, what's the point in having that much weaponry?
No, and you
especially know what? If you're T.I.
And you know what? You know what just happened? A bunch of my buddies here in the city run this production company called All Around Sounds.
Uh-huh.
And they do, you know, free shows in the park at Golden Gate Park in the Horseshoe Ring area. And they have one on Saturday afternoon, and after the show, there was a shooting, and somebody sprayed bullets into some crowd, and you know, a friend of mine ended up getting killed, and it was just, he wasn't involved. I never met him, but the people that I know him through are, you know, very close to me, and you know, people telling me that the person who ended up getting shot was like one of the most positive people, like not on some gang stuff, like at all, you know, and just people with guns, and it's just like, you know, we're killing each other, you know what I mean? Over nothing, you know? Like, there's nothing cool about that. There's nothing funny about that. Like, no. It's real, you know?
That's real unfortunate.
Yeah, like, you want to go to a hip-hop show with all your friends and drink and have a good time and be positive, but in the back of your mind, you got to worry about some fool with a gun or a knife or, you know? Like, come on, like, let's just have a good time, you know?
You know, it's not the gun, though. It's the consciousness behind the gun.
KRS-One.
Yep. Rest in peace, though.
For real.
Real talk. Oh, man. Unfortunate. That's a sad story.
Yep. It's a shame that it was at a hip-hop show because we're trying to do some positive shit. And,
yeah, the last thing we want. I mean, shout out to Johnny Diamond. Mm. But we had a show at Milk, and I was trying to stop some violence outside. Some guy's tripping, and turns out he goes around the block and hits a random... I mean, he's not a random dude, but he wasn't involved, and he gets his jaw cracked, and he has to get it wired shut for
a month.
And it's just
one of our promoters.
Yeah, exactly.
For real. I've never seen somebody with their wire
and
shut.
He was on stage.
Uh-huh. What a beautiful
hyping,
thing.
Hyping homie Influencer.
Right, out of Chicago.
Yeah, out of Chicago. He lives in, I think he lives in the East Bay somewhere. I'm not sure. Yep. Oakland, I think.
Yep.
But he was on stage spitting through the wire. And
for real.
Man, mad respect to that dude. Johnny Diamond. He doesn't rap. He's a promoter in the city. He does shit.
Diamond Cut Productions. Yep. He's got this company.
Yep. But the violence needs to stop. It's so unnecessary.
For real. Y'all, you know, people voted for Obama like they want change, but we're still fighting and killing each other on the streets. Yeah,
change yourself first, man.
Yeah, work
that's
for
where
real.
It starts.
And where's Gandhi when you need him?
For real. That's what you said earlier.
Yeah,
huh?
India and Pakistan, that's bullshit, man.
Man. That's just a whole different other way. We can touch bases on that, but
let's get deep.
I wanted to ask you guys, what track do you want me to play right now
for
the people, the audience that are listening to
Hip
Hop Zone
Because of what we were just talking about, I think you should play the song Balance, which is actually Ty's song.
Oh, Derek's on it, but
yeah, bring it up. It's talking about violence and the whole situation, and, you know.
Okay, so we'll do that. That's with the Ty the 13th and featuring Dematola.
That's right.
It's called Balance.
Add X.
Balance what?
Add X.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Okay, so we'll definitely play that right now. So we'll be back, everybody. We'll be
Beats
back.
By Randeep out here. UK, what's up?
Yes, UK to the Bay.
Look, balance on the first step. Stay true is the motto. Add X when I want to break next. Follow as the pendulum swings, as our souls ring hollow while the cage bird sings. The things gotta be changing. Dug myself out when everything caved in, just to see some light. No peace without war, it's life without a fight, right? As my girl screams, calm down. Sometimes grown men still need timeouts. My homie Chris says, kill him. Full nine like tech, I'm a B-side villain. West side residing, land of the giants, heart of a lion. Here to bring it back down, cause we've been so high, we got lost in the clouds now. Still pup passing, watching blunt smoke as I rise from the ashes. Watch me pull a slug 7, trying to find peace with this verbal Smith and Wesson. Now tell me where is the balance, bad boys move through silence and violence. Then I'm speaking up, cause if you bust, I bust, once enough enough. Now tell me where is the balance, bad boys move through silence and violence. Then I'm speaking up, cause if you bust, I bust, when's enough enough? Man raised right, mind gone wrong, deadbeat dad, accident prone, mom malnourished. And he never ate right, can't catch sleep when his stomach ache at night. And he's only 14, but you won't believe what this little boy's seen. 16, he got a little 22, he got a 38 that he's afraid to shoot. Shaking when he pull it out from the holster, only thing he shot was his Tupac poster. Life got colder, death got closer, still wonder why at night he sleep with a toaster. He got a baby on the way, hard to find a job when you never work. Today's girl stripping, and he's selling cocaine. Got bagged on a train like that, life changed. Tell me where is the balance? Bad boy live life loud through violence.
It's time to grow up quick, cause if you bust, I bust, and I won't miss.
Now tell me, where is the balance? Bad boys move through silence and violence. Then I'm speaking up, cause if you bust, I bust, once enough for enough. Now tell me, where is the balance? Bad boys move through silence and violence. Then I'm speaking up, cause if you bust, I bust, once enough for enough. Until we find that point, we struggle in between joy and being well annoyed. When some need rehab, some need to relax, free wanna be that. With all the talent he had, should've been farther than the boards that he be at. But as far as he see rap, had him wearing thin caps, breaking open shrink wraps, just to get to the middle of complex and simple. So Roy trying to bring back, never felt more alive than the few times he stared death in the eyes. And at the same time, never felt more dead when he watched life pass by. So he made a move, in order to win, be prepared to lose. Now tell me, where is the balance? Bad boys move through silence and violence. Then I'm speaking up, cause if you bust, I bust, once enough enough. Now tell me, where is the balance? Bad boys move through silence and violence. Then I'm speaking up, cause if you bust, I bust, once enough enough. And being pissed at some shit you can't control. You know them cats growing up to be non-respectable, causing problems like they collectible, but they ejectable like a tape in a deck. They could disrespect, yeah, and you could break their neck, but what you get is not satisfaction. Half of them cats is acting all for the simple fact they lacking virtue in their actions, and they think they macking, cause they get attention from a chick who enjoys booty smacking. It's what a future has been is going to be. And I mean, why am I swallowing the scraps that they throwing at me? They putting bait on a stick and stuck on me like I got scotch tape on my dick. But why is that such a big deal though? I can't take it like a virgin can't take a dildo. For real though, I need to chill, yo. Either write a verse or rest my head on my pillow. Ain't nothing like sleep to calm your nerves. Let the time kill the urge and use these words to express my emotion, potent with passion. Hoping I can ration these thoughts and portions that reflect my actions in rational ways. Instead of beating your ass, I'm gonna brush you away and be the bigger man, even though I'm smaller than you. It's the size of the hand, not the size of the shoe. And that's the difference between what makes you likable and lovable. I hate you cause I got love for you. So fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. Let it go, go, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. Let it go, see I hate you cause I got love. And I hate you cause I got love. When I hate you cause I got love. And I hate you cause I got love for you. See, I hate you cause I got love. And I hate you cause I got love. When I hate you cause I got love. I hate you cause I got love for you. You with me?
Real.
Alright, so we're back. So we played the first track, and that was called Balance, right?
That's right.
And that was featuring both of you guys.
Both of us.
And this last track was featuring Ty the 13th.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it was called
Let It Go.
And you said that that was, I mean, give a little more information on that beat and your situation on the, your words.
I mean, I won't get too deep into it, but basically, yeah. I was in a situation where I could have really took it out of hand. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a little sensitive. I'm an artist. Most artists are sensitive. He's sweet. And you know, I was about to trip over a situation at one point, and it could have got violent, but I wrote that as therapy to get over it,
mm-hmm.
and it really worked. You know what I mean?
It sounded like, beautiful too.
Yeah, it came out good. I mean, I wish that beat was mine, but that's a beat by Ninth Wonder. I did that. Must have been 2004. Nah, it was like 2005, like sophomore year of high school.
Some old material.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was very therapeutic song. That's some real shit. That's mm-hmm. me right there.
That's what's up.
Yep.
I got a few poems, spoken word poems.
Okay.
That yeah. I like on the dust. Uh-huh. Haven't been touched. Haven't been read.
Uh huh.
I like the kind of stuff. Kind of lightweight, sort mm-hmm. of uh-huh. on that tip. But I mean, not that creative. Not,
you gotta show us.
Oh
right?
Hey, you know, we all gotta express something in some way, and mm-hmm. it's not about how it sounds, it's about how you feel afterwards. You know what I mean? When I wrote that, I felt like I had just gotten a 2-hour massage. You know what I mean? So
damn, that's cracking.
It's relief.
You got a happy ending or two or what?
Hey, don't talk about
that.
Real. Anyways, yeah. Is right.
Yeah, this is love poems. Our love right. Letters.
Not right. Rub poems.
Not rub
poems. You know, I'm sorry.
Anyways, if you guys are just tuning in now, this is Hip Hop's Love Letter. I'm Miss Sarah Irene. We're listening to,
Miss S.I., that's right.
Miss super S-I. Intelligent.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, that's what's up. You guys are silly. You guys are fools.
I know. It's my fault. It might be the soda. I'm not sure.
The soda that you guys... There's too much caffeine in that soda. Too much sugar in that.
Yeah. Caffeine addicts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I was saying, I had told you this earlier, but I thought it was so funny. I checked on Dematola's MySpace page. And he really just said Dematola on Hip Hop's Love Letter.
That's
on KSFS College Radio.
People need to listen.
Yeah, on his calendar. I feel so honored. Like, real talk.
Honored. Thank you.
Like, I've never seen that. That's real cracking. Like, what's up.
Well, I mean, I've never been on anybody's radio show, so, you know. It's mutual.
Yep.
What was I going to say? I want you guys to do a little freestyle for me.
It's gonna get out of hand. We got King Poetic up
that's
in here
right.
too. So
we come with homies.
Yeah, we come with homies. Mics in the diapers when we cipher. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You're a fool. I know. I got that too.
This one is the fool that's been rubbing off on me.
Rubbing off on you.
All right.
To say.
I meant rubbing on.
So, do you guys want to do that right now, or do you want to play another one of your tracks?
It's whatever
you want to do.
Tell us.
I got about 15 minutes left on my set. I don't know if Lyrical Buffet is going to be here tonight or not, but...
We can just take over this room.
Yeah.
I'll stay for I'm having a good time.
Yeah, welcome to the Tyler 13th and Dematola show.
That's right. We
hip-hop and rub letters.
If you guys are going to promote yourselves, make sure you promote my name correctly.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Featuring Miss S.I.
Sarah Irene, a.k.a. Super Intelligent.
That's right. Superwoman.
A.k.a. Super Sarah. A.k.a. Super Sexy. A.k.a. Super Sweet. A.k.a. Super silly.
Silly. Sexy individual.
Anyway.
All right.
Super intelligent.
Can't tell if you're talking about her or me.
So you guys want to do the freestyle right now?
Yeah,
or?
Let's bust it.
All right. You tell me what instrumental track you want to do.
You got any instrumentals that you have you want to throw at us?
Yeah. I mean, surprise us.
Oh, I got a few.
Want to make it difficult for us?
Yeah, make it difficult. Most of those beats are like we've done tracks to all these beats we're talking over right now. So. Something fresh.
Oh, and by the way, as far as production goes with AdX, we have some amazing producers.
For real.
My man Miko's from 40 Love here out of the Bay.
Yeah, this beat right here
honestly,
is Miko's, right?
Honestly, no lie, he is the hottest producer in the Bay, whether you know about it or not. Check out
MySpace. Is he the hottest or the cutest?
Both.
Okay.
Check it out, man.
Check out 40
Love,
though.
Man. Check out 40 Love's music, man. They got some beautiful songs, a great vibe. We got a couple producers out of the UK.
Yep.
We're pushing the envelope for us. And
who are they?
You know,
who are they?
What's their
names?
One guy's name is Okar Jensha.
Ooh.
And he's out of the UK. And then is it Randeep?
Randeep Ahira.
Ahira.
Yeah.
Who's out of the UK also?
They go by the Listen people.
Right.
Check them out though.
For real, beautiful music, man. They're not on some just hip hop shit. They're on some like
something's
whatever
in the water
it may be.
Shit over there. Something's different, man.
These boys. Talent does not describe how these guys really work.
I think it's more like genius.
For real.
So,
all right, I'm still looking here. Okay, I love this track, this beat right here. So I'm gonna see if you guys can spit to this.
All right, so what's up, Ty? You want to pass four bars back and forth?
Hopefully it's not too fast. Hopefully it's not too
slow. We'll get King Poet in the mix after that.
All right. So we'll go ahead and do that.
Stand up.
Mm. Give me 1 second. Is this too slow for you? You got it?
Oh.
You guys got it?
What is this? I never heard this before.
Oh, okay. You never
lying.
Heard this?
Time lying.
In my younger days, I used to sport a sag. Now I carry weed in my lunch in my bag. Uh-huh. Like, I got a whole lot of vag when I sag, when I come through so sick. Yo, yeah. D, just spit. Yeah. It's
cause
like,
I'm out the box, game's outside of the folder. I'm trying to spit game like I got some head and shoulders. Pushing out the box, yes, my name is D. Matoler. Chip on my shoulders, yes, bigger than a boulder.
And we stay rocking from Cali to Compton. Take a flight all the way to Boston. In Chicago, Rilla, the illa MC on the mic, drinking all the liquor.
Cause
like,
MCs are edible. To me, they just lunch meat. I'm trying to rep more than the beta country. And I don't care if you voted. My CD promoted. Roll up a bag of weed, pass it where you smoke it.
M&M with peanuts, get off of these nuts. And girls need to just hop on these nuts. Which one is us? And when I bust and I come on the radio, slap it like a silly.
Cause I do my thing, spit flows on the daily. Simple with my method, my mind be crazy. Sitting on my couch, blunt and blaze where my maze be. It don't even matter, fools can't phase me.
Cali the chorus, and you can call me Sean Daly. MCs, I eat them up like fucking turkey and gravy. For Thanksgiving, I'm straight ripping. MCs don't listen, they get an ass pimping.
Hey, what's the talk about game? You rapping about swagger. You nothing painted like wood with some lacquer. You need to sit down, sit back, relax, and listen while Ty and D bust up on these tracks.
And we bust freestyle, just fucking smile. Coming through, hold it down when I get around like PAC in the PAC from the BAY. D. Matola, big brother Ty.
That's the family, A-double-D to X. We pass out CDs and don't expect checks. We expect respect, expect to go next. I ain't KRS, but I'm asking who next.
Yeah, I got it. I'm never flip-flopping. This raw hip-hopping. Find a love letter, no one do it better. When I weather through the fucking weather, coming through, whether or not you ready, what?
That's just how we do, man. You know, on the daily, we be practicing, passing four bars. Having fun.
Man, I really enjoyed that.
Word up. Where's your bars at, man?
That's how I was supposed to get up on the mic.
You got a whole room full of MCs. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared. Just come off the top, rip that word like I rip the swisher, fill it up with herb. Put my lighter, flick it, then the blunt bend burn.
Now it's your turn. Go and spit a couple words.
Man. Alright, we'll see what's up.
Even if it's written, you stay ripping. When we flipping like a little kitten, I kill it. Like my name is God, and I ain't masturbating. No, I'm not hating. I'm half white and Asian, always blazing, and I stay contemplating. I'm meditative, like SI on the mic. Super intelligent, it's all relevant. I voted Obama, so now he's president. Cause I'm the best. Do it when I rip at X. It's the best in the West. Come through with intellect like Professor X. See right through you. I do not wanna do you because you a god. You ask why?
Don't look at me when you say something like that. So what's up with spoken word poetry?
I'm
sure you got something.
I got something.
Even if you got to read it, you know, I'll make a deal with you. If you recite one of your spoken words,
I will
do one of mine.
Oh, so there we go.
We can have a trade off. You know? Yeah. We can have a spoken word love poem battle. All
right,
even though mine ain't gonna be a love poem, but it's okay. All
right, I'll do something right now. Actually.
All right, cool. You gonna bust it a cappella or you gonna rap it? It's up to you.
I'll try to rap it.
All right.
I'm gonna try to keep this beat, huh? I gotta restart it.
Far side, huh? Passing me by.
She keeps on passing me
by. Alright, so we'll see if it goes.
You got it. Bust it a cappella, man, to make it easier for you. Cause I'm gonna do mine a cappella, so.
We'll see what's up. Alright. I was a fool to believe you would change your ways. Cause see, it was me, man. Oh, my bad.
You got it, man.
You got it.
Was
I the fool to believe you would change your ways? Cause see, it was me and you at your grandmama's house the other day, showing me a picture of your childhood. Now, how could you rent that Hotel 6 with that other chick? Like, if I wasn't... I gotta do acapella.
I got your vibe, I get you.
I gotta do acapella.
Yeah, it's better anyways, because you can take your pauses.
Alright. I don't know. It's kind of personal. I don't even know.
That's all right.
All right. Was I a fool to believe you would change your ways? Because, see, it was me and you at your grandmama's house the other day showing me pictures of your childhood. Now, how could you rent that Hotel 6 with that other chick? Like, if I didn't just ride you, made you come so hard that nothing came out. But without a doubt, you doing the same shit you always did. Still fucking kid with your lame-ass excuse and your I never meant to hurt you. But if that was the case, I wouldn't be sitting here on my space looking at her default, asking myself, it wasn't my fault. Did I drive him to another girl's arms? But those thoughts just bring me harm. Now I'ma try to stay calm, clench my palm with out making a scene, and you know I was down. You ain't gotta keep me on. And you know I was down. How you gotta keep on sleeping around? We just talked about our future and what we were going to do after college. But now I pledge to be a messy female. But you don't have to know about all the details. Just imagine those nights that we made love with. Will be like. My bad. Just imagine the nights that we made love will be with a new love, someone who won't think twice to turn off his phone, leaving me home alone, wondering where he at, thinking he only cutting my pussycat. See, I was solid as can be. You can ask any dude. They wasn't getting nothing from me, but you see, I don't even care no more. And even though I'ma stay classy to you, I'ma be the biggest whore. But I'm better than that. In fact, I'ma just sit back, vent to myself, then take myself to a better place, a better energy, because you was never there, never the one for me.
That was deep, man.
Preach.
For real.
Anyways. Damn.
Preach on.
Real shit right there.
It's beautiful, man. You could tell you really meant that when you wrote it, you know?
Yeah.
For real.
Kind of sort of did.
Yeah, of course, man. That's why you sat down to write
it. I would hate to be the guy that's on the other end of that.
Uh-huh. I must feel terrible.
What? He doesn't even listen to my show anyways, so it's all good.
He should, you know?
He'll never hear it anyways. Huh. But what was kind of funny is that I just read this, and I wrote it like 2 months ago, maybe, like a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even remember I even wrote this. That's the crazy part.
It's always going to be there now, though, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's powerful shit.
I got some other stuff, but that's just, I don't know.
You said you had an acapella, right?
Yeah, I got an acapella. I'll bust one.
You do one.
All right, you got to turn this beat down for me. I'll do it, if I can remember it. So, I jump through rings of fire. I climb a mountain higher. It seems like every time I close my eyes, I'm on a flyer. My dad think I'm a failure. He say to pull my pants up. He telling me this rap is lethal. Like it's gonna lead to cancer. My mom said, I'm sorry. Like it's gonna lead to cancer. My mom said, take your chances. Like God's got all the answers. The devil got me by the balls, and I got both my hands up. He trying to stick me up. He trying to buy my soul. Then this dude Ty came along and left his mind blown. He put a 9 to it. He put my rhyme to it. Said, homie, we in this together. You can die or do it. I live my life through music. This life is so elusive. I got tattooed to prove it. I'm making motherfuckers sick. You can see them puking. And when I'm leaving, they leaving. It's like your show is over. And you just witnessed the sickness of Ty and Dematola. Mm-hmm. I fucked it up, but
I like cool. That.
What's up? You never heard that before?
I heard it before, but
I wrote that about you.
I oh, that's so
and
cute.
And my dad and my mom.
Hey, Kim Poe's going to get up on the mic. Though, yeah. Or something.
All right. Well, you like this beat or? Nah. Is it cool? You want something else? What do you want?
Oh, this is cool. I don't mind.
You tell me. I got a few other stuff.
Hey, you can put it on a different beat then.
All right.
Hey, so are we about to bust these rules like we do in the cypher?
Yeah. All right,
so how we do things.
Let me break down the rules.
Yeah.
Rules.
Explain how we do on Wednesdays.
Hey, Wednesdays, MCs, we need y'all attention. MCs that listen. Oh, my bad. Am I hella loud? Okay, all right. Well, we got Cypher Sessions at Malcolm X at 12 o'clock every Wednesday. SF State. And yeah, you guys need to come out. And we got how many MCs? We got like...
I've been there when there's like 15 dudes.
Yeah, 15 MCs. And the rule is... that if you are going on excessively, if you can't stop your rhymes,
if you hogging the mic,
I'll throw a big ass knee and a front kick to your nuts.
Wait, so
metaphorically
speaking, you said this was where and what and what time?
Tell
and what goes on?
12 o'clock, Malcolm X.
Every Wednesday. Be there
at the top of Malcolm X. You go up the stairs.
Oh, I've seen you guys.
Yeah, why don't you come up and say hello?
Well, because it was just once, but usually I'm at work at that time, and I wasn't at work that day. I saw you guys. Oh, that's cracking.
All right, for all you MCs, you know what I'm saying? make yourself known.
King Poe take the mic. King Poe take the mic and bust that shit right. We gonna do it all night.
Alright, like, bring me back up in my headphones. I keep it going, I keep it moving. I smooth just like lotion. Rappers don't understand it. Here's a toxic potent. Toxic potent. It's my tonic. I keep it going. It's strengthening and invigorating. And I keep it going. MCs, I fire them up like bacon. Sunday, can I touch this? I go ahead and bust this. I got that microphone, I never get it out my clutches. Ooh, I keep it going. I'm mashing in this bitch. I'm gripping the microphone and finna spit it real quick. A real slow mo. The rapper of the dojo, the sensei. Go ahead and let my words blaze while they going in the air. I don't care. I am standing up right here. I don't got a chair. It really don't matter. I go and let it splatter. It go and hit the canvas. Yeah. It really.
Yeah, we chillin' in the room, you got three of the best. An East Coast cat, I love weed from the West. We see the stress and we pass it by. Like my ex-girl, you can just pass me by. And don't flash your eyes, and I ain't got no ride. I ain't broke, but I just choose not to drive. I just sit back and puff in the passenger side. And do what I gotta do and just relax my mind.
We
like,
stay up and high like we way up north. And we spit out the mouth like we way down south. I get real raw, real wicked when I'm on record. MCs don't want to test it in a second. I could put it through your head like fucking lead, but I ain't bussing. I'm straight coming on the radio. Slap you like a silly hog, call it TLC. What did I say? Silly hog, drinking too much alcohol. Got me slurring. I'm like fucking Merzin, coming through, killing every verse in. But my name ain't Kevin. I keep open like 7-Eleven. I'm just chilling with my brethren.
We just kick it with the brethren. Got tied at 13th and Mr. D. Tamola. I mean, Mr. D. Matola. He asked me to roll up. He was like, come on, get that microphone now, hold it. Up and go and spit some. I was like, we'll spit some. It's all right, whatever. I go ahead and rip some. We chilling at the radio station, trying to be solving the problems of the nation. You gotta see it, what we face with, because it's a lot of shit. I go ahead and pick that mic up. I got a plot and shit, so I go ahead and say it. With this microphone, yo, I'm straight, just blazing. It's on fire when we hop into the cypher. Doesn't really matter, the prince, the freaking sire. Bring it higher when I go ahead, I never will retire. I keep it flying, I keep it gliding. And beat be switching, so go ahead and start picking it up.
Pick it up.
So like, I'ma do my thing like I'ma spit some game. I don't give a damn about swagger or gold chain with no diamonds. I keep my head up in rhyming. That's where my mind is from my 9-to-5. And I'm at the club and I'm looking at this chick. I can't talk shit cause I'm the bartender shit. Pouring drinks, I don't describe it, I just prescribe it. Let you know that when I'm spitting I get behind it. Rewind it, like you need to spit backwards. I roll backwards, pack full of mad herbs.
1-2 like Jerusalem. The damager. MCs are like porn, they're so amateur. I'm coming through and I straight up damage her. Dismantle ya when I loop the sample and burn it like a candle you can't handle. I'm burning like a calorie, can't handle me. I slaughter and eat MCs like water. I mean, drink it, I think it, put it in pen and ink it with my pencil. Do it from the mental, from dope instrumentals. But most definitely, MCs don't step to me, catch a hysterectomy. Think you really dope, dog? You ain't really nope. Dog, really no step off before I jet set off and just go into space. You acting out of place. I hit you with the bass like mace to your face. Call it Scott cop spray. I don't even know. I'm like Scott Tay. Hey, what you really want to say, King Poetics? Take it away.
Okay, like that was Scotty Pimpin'. I'm about to start spitting. Beat in my ear. I keep it just drifting. I keep it going. Whatever, never miss it with the missile. When I'm gripping the microphone, kiss me like this missile. Toe above my head. And it's Christmas. I keep it going. Got the infinite gift list. It's right inside of my pocket. Your cats can't hold it. I keep it going. Strolling with this flow that is golden. I kick it with my boys, Ty and Derek. It don't really matter. We chilling here. Don't scare kids. We trying to teach him about the freaking heritage. When I'm gripping the microphone, I keep it right by my side. I'm seeing that light. I keep it going. I'm doing it right and I'm living my life. And that strife can't get to me. That stress can't touch me. I keep it going, whatever. Please don't judge me. I am not ugly. Got God beside me. Keep it going, whatever. The mic is gripped tightly. Got it in my palm and you can't really see it. It's all cool, invisible, but still indivisible. invisible, can't really shred it up to pieces. Jesus, gripping a microphone, I got telekinesis. I'm moving things with my mind up on this mic. I'm right here, whatever, man. Dematola, go and pick it up.
Yeah, like you got your mind right. I wake up, get high, it's like I skywrite. I freestyle, cause it's what I love to do. And honestly, I don't give a huff about you. I huff and puff and knock down the doors. It's the big bad wolf, and I ain't banging no whores. Sorry, so I don't mean to be so explicit.
And we come through, rude. Tap the keg. I might get up in your girl, put a fucking sperm up in her egg. Might break a leg. And why I say that, I ain't playing. Cut all that gay rap, like.
I'm sorry. We get carried away. It's the
real.
Juice.
For real.
I don't want to be talking like that in front of a lady. I mean, it's cool though.
I was looking at this sticker right here. My bad. But little no, but inspiration,
I mean,
like.
But on the real though, I mean, when it comes to freestyling, like
she called a gentleman, and I just ruined
it. I know, far from. But it's okay. But honestly, as far as freestyling goes, like that's what it's all about. You want to talk about hip hop? If you can't get behind the mic and freestyle, or you can't hop in a cipher and do your thing, like you can rap and make songs, but if you can't hold it down with us, you know.
Yep.
I mean, at least us. You know.
At
what
least
I'm saying?
Us. You know.
I'm not saying we're super ill, but you know.
Both. But we're super ill. Now, I met this dude in a cypher, so
that's right.
This is what it's all about right here.
That's what's up, man. I'm like really happy you guys came through today. Like you really just made my day, like real talk. Sure.
Thank you.
I was sitting at home thinking about just doing all this homework, you know, trying to get through these finals and stuff, but it's real cool. I really appreciate that you came through. I'm sorry I called you last minute.
Of course. Hey, it's cool, man. I'll show up. Next time you call me, I'll show up again.
I'm hella happy because, like, real talk, I like talked to you like maybe 2 weeks ago on MySpace, messaging, whatever, and you said you was going to come through. And I just you know, got involved with the whole turkey break, and I just completely forgot that I was going to have my show on Monday. I was like, oh, snap.
Huh.
Is he going to come through? And I hit you up, and You picked up the phone and you're here.
We're reliable. Anybody that's fucking with AdX, if we say we're gonna be somewhere and do something, we're gonna do it. My word and my boss, you know. Sorry, but it's what it is, you know.
Yeah, do shit right.
Yeah, but if you don't mind, I feel like, I mean, you should play a couple of the songs off of our kind of like experimental album that we got coming off.
Is this
Love Poems album?
It's on the iPod.
Yep.
Which one are you trying to play?
I mean,
track 7 and Walking with Another Man.
I mean, you know, it's something different, you know, it's not.
Well, you know, she set it up with that whole experience with the dude, you know.
That's right. I mean, you want to talk about jealousy and talking about raw emotions, like Walking with Another Man is that, you know. And
what's song about though? For real, like explain it real quick.
For real, like what happened is me and Ty got the beat, and the sample talks about walking with another man, and you know we're talking about that raw jealousy feeling, you know. I mean, just being in that position and knowing like shit's gonna go down, and what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying?
And from multiple angles too, not just you know, with our females, like we've seen them, you know, what I'm saying, dancing with another dude or whatever, but also seeing somebody do hip hop the wrong way,
biting my style, stealing my notebook.
I feel it. All right, so we'll definitely go ahead and play that track. I just want to thank you guys for coming through. I really appreciate it. We're gonna end the show because my homie just coming through, and his show starts at 8. So thank you again for coming through.
Of course.
Anytime.
Dematola,
Ty the 1-3,
Ty the 13, and as well
King Poetics over here.
And don't forget to check out the MySpaces. Make sure you guys definitely do that. I'll leave links of these homies and
at X Family.
And definitely if you guys can, if you're at Malcolm X on Wednesday nights or Wednesdays at 12 o'clock,
noontime. Yep, 12 o'clock.
Be there. You gotta be there. You got some.
Come and step up.
Some of the best MCs on campus. Yeah.
That's
and we
up.
All and we're all trying to do some positive shit. Yep. We're all trying to get together and
Gavin,
you know what I'm
up?
Saying? Yeah, everybody, man.
Melvin, Jay Clav, Lil Daryl.
That's right, man.
Everybody who come through, you know?
That's right.
All right, so that's what's up. All right, so that's what's up, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
Peace. Oh, my baby, walking with the man.
I saw her walking with him, smiling, talking with him, at the club on the floor, touching, rocking with him. And right now I feel like I just wanna fucking hit him and get him to the ground, hold him down and get to kicking. I swear this bitch is wicked, she makes me feel the sickest. It's like a front kick to the gut, and when she gets me tripping, I only feel like ripping every poem I had written. Quick kiss and make her listen, ask it,
what's wrong with you? Oh my baby, won't be with the baby. Can't explain. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, with the baby. Can't explain.
Another man, he kicking my rhymes, trying to be me, but he has never been ill, he's never been real, and he ain't even put in work like I have, and still am. See, I'm a jealous rhyme conductor, on top of that, I'm a destructive motherfucker, self-made brand with a tape and a plan, and I ain't letting no man take my mic out my hand. You must really think you sick, riding my dick waiting for the day that I slip. You must really think you sick.
All right, so if you guys were tuning in, I had some really great MCs on today. D-Matola as well as Ty the 13th. It's that time, you guys. I'm done. I'm out here. You know, I enjoyed another great hip-hop's love letter with you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves as well. And, yeah, like I was talking about earlier today, you know, live life every day, a day at a time, and really appreciate others, you know, your family, your friends, your significant others, and, you know, just love life. And I hope you guys have a blessed week this week, and I hope you guys are doing good in school, you know, going to class, and as well, not only that, but hope you guys are, you know, going to work and making that money to finance yourselves and your family and whatnot. And yeah, so I hope you guys are doing great, and I'll be back next Monday, 6 to 8. You know me, Miss Sarah Irene, on Hip Hop's Love Letter, Radio Free For All, KSFS.